This morning, we've been reporting on the results of yesterday's Idaho primaries. For the first time, voters have had to declare a party affiliation. That's after the state's Republican Party closed its primary. Boise State political scientist Gary Moncrief has been watching all this with interest, and he joins us now. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
As you look through the results of yesterday's primary this morning, was there anything that jumps out at you, anything that surprises you?
Well, I suppose what surprises me the most is that some people were still confused that they couldn't vote without having to register. The media's reporting that there were a lot of people who were angry about that and confused. And I thought the Secretary of State had done a good job of explaining the situation to most people. And, apparently some people just weren't paying attention because this was a big story for quite a while.
Now, turnout was low. The Secretary of State possibly saying it was a record low, maybe down around 23% or so. That continues a trend of lower and lower primary turnouts in Idaho. Did this shift to a closed primary affect turnout, do you think?
Well, we won't know the true answer to that for a couple of weeks yet till we get the final figures. And it looks to me like overall, though, yes, we have lower turnout in a number of places. It also appears that in at least a few counties and a few legislative districts, the turnout was actually fairly high, probably due mostly to some local county commission, county sheriff races that were pretty intense in a few places. But overall, yeah, I think the turnout was down. We expected it to be down under the circumstances.
A lot of voters have expressed frustration with having to declare an affiliation with a party in order to actually have a ballot to vote on yesterday. Do you think that, coupled with the low turnout, will have Republicans reconsidering at all their decision to close their primary this year?
Well, I don't know. I would be surprised, frankly. I think most people, once they voted in this system for a time or two, will accept it. Whether we like it or not, the fact of the matter is most states do have closed primaries. And so this isn't really unusual. It's just that in Idaho, we've had open primaries for so long that I think people are a little frustrated with it right now.
Most of the action yesterday was on the Republican ballot. Did the vote totals that you've seen from the Republican races tell us anything about who actually cast ballots yesterday as Republicans?
I think that the thing that struck me about all of this was that the numbers, the total Democratic vote in a particular county or legislative district versus the Republicans, really don't look much different than they did in an open primary system. In some ways, it's much to do about nothing in that sense. So, I don't think there's a whole lot of difference there, surprisingly, in some ways.
Some people have said that this is a change that will make the state more conservative, sort of weed out moderate Republicans from the GOP. You're not necessarily seeing that happen then, just judging by the vote totals, correct?
Not by the vote totals and not by the results. Somewhat surprising, the moderates really held up fairly well yesterday. The exception being the loss of Tim Corder, Senate District 23. But beyond that, there were a lot of challenges from the right, and in some cases, challenges from the middle. And basically, incumbents tended to win regardless of their particular factional affiliation in the Republican Party. There were only three incumbents that lost yesterday, which is a little bit surprising, particularly given the amount of money that was thrown into some of these races, and a truly extraordinary amount of money being thrown into some.
Gary, in about 30 seconds, several judges were picked yesterday by those who voted on the nonpartisan ballot. The judges are traditionally picked in Idaho in the state's primaries. With a change in the way primaries are held now, should the state reexamine the way it holds judicial elections, possibly move those to the November general election?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the stories that hasn't really been told about this shift in system. What we're seeing is fewer people participating now in the judicial elections because of its attachment to the primary, and especially people who are non-affiliated. Essentially, that's the only thing they could vote on, and very few people are going to go out and vote just on that type of race. So, yeah, I think that's a big problem.
Analysis on Idaho's primaries from Boise State political scientist Gary Moncrief. Gary, thank you very much.
My pleasure.